12. Bayer woke up in bed, hopelessly weak, but cleansed and whole and starting to recover. The emergency medical collar lay, also cleaned, at the side of the bed. By it lay a bowl of fruits, a jug of milk, a screen, and the small figurine Bayer had given to Jael from the old female Kutik called Gestiktet a few days earlier. The tower slave drones brought by her food and attended to her toilet. The first question she asked was where Jael was, half afraid that the other woman had taken the knife to herself or just walked into the sea. The drones replied that Jael was in the tower's garden, weeding. On other occasions they informed Bayer that Jael was working in the tower's top room, or swimming, or had taken a flyer to some distant island. They answered other questions, too. It was Jael, along with one of the drones, who had forced open the bathroom door, so she could still have killed Bayer. Bayer asked Jael to come to visit her, but she wouldn't. Eventually, a week later, Bayer was able to get out of bed by herself and walk around. A pair of drones fussed at her side. Across her belly, the scar was already starting to fade. Bayer already knew her recovery would be complete. Whether Jael had actually intended murder or just some insane abortion, she didn't know. Looking down into herself, in a light trance, to further judge the extent of the damage that had been done, and was now diligently repairing itself, Bayer noted that her body had come to the decision, apparently on its own accord, while she'd been unconscious, to become male again. She let the decision hold. Bayer walked out of the tower that day with one hand still held over the white scar in her abdomen. She discovered Jael sitting cross-legged and big-bellied on the egg-round stones a few meters up from the surf line. The sound of the stones sliding under Bayer's unsteady feet brought Jael out of her reverie. She looked round at Bayer, then away again, out to sea. They sat together. "I'm sorry," Jael said. "So am I. Did I kill it?" Bayer had to think for a moment. Then she realized she meant the fetus. "Yes," Bayer said. "Yes, it's gone." Jael lowered her head. She would not talk again. Bayer left with the unacceptable behavior a week later. Jael had told her through one of the tower's drones that she would not be having the baby in a week as expected. She would halt its development for a while. Until she knew her own mind again. Until she felt ready for it. She didn't know how long the wait would be. A few months, a year, maybe. The unborn child would be safe and unharmed, just waiting until then. When she did give birth, the tower and its drones would be able to look after her. She did not expect Bayer to stay. They'd done most of the work they'd set out to do. It might be best if Bayer left. Sorry was not remotely enough, but it was all there was to say. She would let Bayer know when the child was born. They'd meet again then, if she wanted, if he wanted. Contact was never told what had happened. Bayer claimed a bizarre accident had happened at sea to make her lose the fetus. A predator fish attacking, near death, and saved by Jael. They seemed well enough pleased with what she and Jael had done, and accepted Bayer's leaving early. The Kutik were a highly promising species, hungry for advancements. Telluria was in for some big-time developments. Gnarhofoen became male again. One day, going through some old clothes, he found the little figurine of Jael the old Kutik had carved. He sent it back to Jael. He didn't know if she received it or not. Still on the unacceptable behavior, he fathered a child by Est. A contact appointment a few months afterwards took him aboard the GSV quietly confident. One of the ship's avatars, the same one he'd slept with, gave him a very hard time for leaving the jail. They shouted at each other. To his knowledge, the quietly confident subsequently blocked at least one request he put in for a post he wanted. Over 2 years after he'd left Teleturia, he heard that De Jail, still pregnant, had requested to be stored. The place was becoming busy, and a whole new city was growing up around their old tower, which was going to become a museum. Later still, he heard that she was not stored after all, but had been picked up by the GSV turned eccentric, which had once been called the Quietly Confident, and which was now called the Sleeper Service.